A federal judge is expected to issue a written opinion on a request to halt three new Arkansas abortion restrictions from becoming law. KYR's Michael Hiblin was in court for Monday's hearing.
The clinic director for Little Rock Family Planning Services, which is the only facility in the state offering surgical abortions, said it could close within a month because of Act 700. The law would require abortion doctors to be board certified in obstetrics gynecology. Lori Williams testified that despite sending a letter to all physicians in the state meeting the requirement, none responded, likely because of the stigma of abortion. Bettina Brownstein is an attorney with the ACLU, which is one of the plaintiffs.
There is absolutely no basis that only an OBGYN can perform an abortion in Arkansas. There's no medical benefit to any woman who is seeking to have an abortion. That was clearly proven by the evidence today and all our excellent witnesses. And there was not one iota of convincing evidence to the contrary.
An attorney for the state argued the law would protect women. Planned Parenthood offers medical abortions. The other restrictions move the deadline to get an abortion from 20 to 18 weeks and prohibit abortions because of a fetal diagnosis of Down syndrome. Republican State Senator Jason Rapert was in court for the hearing.
It's hard to sit there and know that after years and years of pro-life legislation that's passed in our state, frankly, just to see an all-out attack upon the will of the people of Arkansas and the state legislature, that we simply want to protect life in our state.
U.S. District Judge Christine Baker did not rule from the bench, saying she will issue a written opinion. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.